أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ناصية كاذبة خاطئة فليدع نادية سندع الزبانية. In the surah, Surah Iqra, Allah tabaraka ta'ala explained that Allah gave this great knowledge of deen, wahi, revelation to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which guided man towards the correct path and changed the history of mankind from where man found his righteous way to Allah ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala explains the obstacles, the people who came in between, especially Abu Jahl, who refused to believe and accept. And Allah explained in the previous ayat that we read that when he refuses to believe, then Allah ta'ala will make it. And in that, Allah ta'ala warned him also, kalla la illam yantahi. The great mercy of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, that Allah still warned him that stay away and refrain from objecting and being an obstruction to the truth. This is also Allah's great mercy that he keeps on reminding a person. Allah said, if not, you will be caught by your four locks. That is by the hair which grows at the forehead. And the forehead of a person is the most honorable part of his human body, and that Allah says we will catch you by that and we will disgrace you and humiliate you. Further, Allah explains about the forehead of especially Abu Jahl, how it was nasiyatin kadhibatin khatiya, kaisi choti jhooti gunahgar. This four locks and four head, which is the place of honor of a person. Like some people are blessed with the mark of sajda on the forehead, which shows the great respect and honor. The real noor of a person shows also on his forehead. Or unfortunately, the darkness, if it is zulmat, also shows on the forehead. So Allah says, this Abu Jahl, his forehead was kadhibatin, full of falsehood, full of lies it was. Khatiya, full of sin, disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So the place of greatest honor, Allah, he made it such because of his evil, he made it the worst. It is narrated that on one occasion, Abu Jahl went and stopped Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from even making namaz in the haram. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to him in a harsh tone. On that he said, don't you know that I've got the biggest following, I'm the leader of the biggest council in Makkah. In other words, you want to oppose me, don't you know my power and my strength, what I can do? On that this ayats were revealed, that he thinks he is so big, but on the day of Qiyamah, as it comes in the next ayat, that فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَ, let him call his council, let him call his following, he's got a big following, let him call them and come to his help. سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَ هَمْ بِي بُلَاتِهِ پِيَادِ سِيَاسَتْ کَرْنِي کو. We will also call our foot shoulder soldiers, that is the malaika on the day of Qiyamah, which will grab him by his four locks and throw him down on his face and throw him headlong into the fire of Jahannam. For Abu Jahl, Allah gave him a punishment like that in this world already. When in the battle of Badr, the troops of the Muslims, the Mujahideen, they caught hold of him and they threw him in that well where he is being disgraced till today. In another tradition, hadith, it comes that on one occasion Abu Jahl was going to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stop him from making namaz in the haram. Suddenly he stopped and he backtracked and he went back again. The people asked him, what happened? You were going and now you stopped. He said, I saw a trench of fire between me and between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on that fire there were creatures with wings. That was the malaika. And therefore I could not go forward, I had to retreat and come back again. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, had he come forward, the malaika should have cut him up into pieces. So in this world also Allah gave him this punishment, and in the year after also. From here we learn also that we should never oppose the truth. And we should never go against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are, we must accept them wholeheartedly, support them, and the least we can do is that we don't oppose them. We should not go against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, otherwise the punishment of Allah Ta'ala is very severe. And at times, may Allah protect us all in this world, already Allah shows that punishment, and in the year after it will definitely be there. So this is a very great lesson for us also to learn, not just to take it that it refers to Abu Jahl and what he had, what punishment he had got, but that was the greatest opposition he made, that he stopped Allah's Rasul from even making namaz in the Haram Sharif, where the Haram was made for the establishment of namaz. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba, and then he made dua to Allah Ta'ala that this is the place for establishment of namaz. Abu Jahl went against that. But we also in our daily lives, bringing up of our children, our social functions, etc., we should also see how much are we breaking the laws, and anyone wants to uphold the laws at a wedding according to sunnah, etc., and we oppose that wedding. We oppose the beard, we oppose niqab, etc. These are not good signs for us at all. We should support the truth and not become in opposition to the truth. May Allah give us all tawfiq.